fresh from the Rusted Culture Podcast.
Well, folks, before going any further, I just want to go into a little bit of detail about what a travesty this Amy Coney Barrett Supreme Court rush job was. I mean, firstly, it was just a pure power grab by Mitch McConnell. And secondly, if Amy Coney Barrett is actively planning on being as fair as she says she's going to be, isn't it selfish for her to grab this power knowing that she's doing so without letting the people have their say this close to an election? Isn't part of being a judge being able to evaluate things in the sense of fairness? And how is this fair? It's selfish. It's nearly sinful. Power corrupts, folks, and rather than decline the offer this close to an election, Amy Coney Barrett has failed the first test of fairness by going for the power grab, right along with Mitch McConnell. Grab, grab, grab. Just take what you can. Take what you can. Greed, power grab. Go for it. It's just, you know, as I watch this unfold, it's just nearly sinful to watch this greedy power grab. And I just don't see how she's going to be fair, given that she should have turned it down and said, you know what, in all fairness, I'm going to wait till after the election and let's see what the people say. And if I'm appointed after that, then I'll take it. But that's not what happened, folks. Greed and power. That's what we're seeing here. And then, folks, at the end of all of this, or during all of this, they have the gall to ask Joe Biden if he's going to pack the courts. Seriously? I mean, is that supposed to be a legitimate question? Well, let's frame it this way, folks. If Dems have the presidency, the Senate, and the Congress, and that's a mandate by any measure, that's a pure mandate, they have no choice, Democrats have no choice but to rebalance the courts. They have no choice. If given that kind of a mandate, they have no choice. Because the people were excluded from this decision. And if given the mandate, we have no choice but to rebalance the courts. And here's another reason why I think that Democrats should rebalance the courts. And to be honest, this just makes sense. The Supreme Court of the United States was last expanded in 1869 from 7 justices to 9. All the way back in 1869. And they did that so that the number of justices would match the number of federal circuits. Makes sense, right? 9 federal circuits, we've got 9 Supreme Court justices. Well, now we've got 13 circuits. So it seems that timing-wise, it's time to increase the justices to match the number of federal circuits. So if we've got the mandate, there's another reason why we need to rebalance the courts to 13, at least. So folks, the CEOs of Google, Twitter, and Facebook were grilled by senators yesterday. And Republican senators are hot-headed because they believe that Google, Twitter, and Facebook are censoring their posts. And we've all seen exactly what Twitter censors when it comes to the president, and it's blatant disinformation, and they're censoring lies. I mean, this is what it is. Look at it from that angle. But they're still mad about it. Of course they are. That's what they do. And that's why being censored has got a lot of Republicans hot under the collar here, because they think it's political. It's not political. It just means that they're trying to spread a bunch of crap. And Facebook, Google, and Twitter are going to call him out on it. But I want to show you this here. This little clip is very interesting. So here's the Honorable, and I use that almost in the funniest sense of the word, honor. Here is Senator Ted Cruz.
Mr. Dorsey, who the hell elected you?
Who?
And put you in charge of what the media are allowed to report and what the American people are allowed to hear? And why do you persist in behaving as a Democratic super PAC, silencing views to the contrary of your political beliefs?
Why do you persist? Why must you do it? He sounds like he's in church. And I don't know, that it's a joke to me. I mean, Senator Cruz, you are a joke. They're censoring them because they're spreading a bunch of crap. They're spreading a bunch of lies. That's why it's happening. Look at, just step back, Senator Ted Cruz. Just step back and listen. Look and listen at what they're actually censoring. And let's go. Do you really want us to go through each one of the things that the president has said that's been censored and let you defend that? Do you really want to be in the position of defending some of what Donald Trump has said? And you know, it's not just Senator Ted Cruz, folks, that's getting in on it. Old little Eric Trump here. Listen to him.
You better believe they also have their fingers on the dial. I mean, if I put something out that they disagree with, the numbers are down. I mean, I can just see it based on engagements and likes.
Likes.
You can too on yours. They are censoring us. They don't do it to the other side.
Oh, and really?
It's gross, but Americans are seeing through it. Believe me, Americans
believe
see through it.
Believe you me.
And quite frankly.
Oh, gosh. You know, that's just enough to make you want to gag. I mean, here's another Trump that's driven by likes. He's not getting enough likes, folks. So he's upset about it. And it's a pile on. He's just piling on to what happened yesterday with Senator Ted Cruz. Well, folks, talking about disinformation, Donald Trump was in Arizona yesterday. And he had some interesting things to say here. Listen to this.
And a safe vaccine is coming very quickly. You're gonna
really
have it momentarily. That eradicates the virus, and we're rounding the turn.
Hold it. I got to stop you there, Trump. Pfizer's CEO, who's got a big hand in coming up with this virus vaccine, this COVID vaccine, his name is Albert Bourla, and he said on Tuesday that he still doesn't know if their vaccine works. And he urges patients, as trial goals are taking longer to reach. I mean, they've got 36,000 some odd people signed up for these trials, and he still doesn't know if the vaccine works, Mr. Trump. So it's not immediately around the corner. It's not.
Regardless, you know that we've got the vaccine. I say regardless, they'll say, well, maybe you don't. We have it.
Great. No, you don't. You do not.
Quickly ends the pandemic. Should have never come
quickly
here from China. They should have never let it out. We'll never forget.
Never forget the pandemic from China. Well, like I've said before, actually, the Chinese have done a very stellar job at handling it, which is not something that you can say about Donald Trump, is it?
All over the world. You see what's happening in Europe, all over the world. Normal life will fully resume. That's what we want, right?
Normal life. That's exactly what we want. You know what, though? I'll tell you the truth here, folks. That's exactly what we want, and that's what he wants, obviously, but he doesn't have the will to take us there. Since March, he does not have the will. He called this a war back in March. Remember that? He called it a war. When I was criticizing him about not having a plan, what is your plan, Mr. President? Still don't have one, I see. Still don't have one. And if this is a war, why don't you treat it like one? I mean, if this is the way you're going to go into a battle, in a real war, we're doomed. We're doomed. And there was something else that Donald Trump said here. You know, he's only 3 years, some 3 years younger than Joe Biden. And, you know, he paints Joe Biden as this, like, incredibly ancient man of the ancients. You know, 3 years, three. Well, he had this to say. I think we've got a little reason to worry about Donald Trump, folks.
From Tombstone to
Tombstone?
Tucson, right?
Huh?
Does anybody come from Tucson? My friend comes from Tucson.
Good. Good. You know what, though? I'll tell you, your brain is coming from Tombstone. He got it mixed up. He's a little bit of a slip here, folks. I don't know what quite to make of it. Tombstone, Tucson, are they close? What's going on up there, Mr. Trump? What's going on up there? Well, you know, it raises a good question here, because going back to the debate, just the last thing I want to discuss here briefly, going back to the debate with Donald Trump, you know, for the longest time we've been saying, show us your taxes, show us your taxes. And he's got this excuse, right? He's under audit. Well, he kind of morphed that excuse a little bit, and he came up with another excuse. But I think we need to hold his feet to the fire. But listen to this, folks.
And a safe vaccine is coming very quickly. You're going to have it momentarily.
This is the clip.
Going on here? Why don't we What's going on? Tax return or stop talking about corruption?
President Trump, your response.
First of all, I called my accountants.
Yes.
Under audit. I'm going to release them as soon as we can. I want to do it.
No way. You're not. Liar.
Successful, how great this company is. But much more importantly than that, people were saying $750.
That's a filing fee.
A week ago, I said, what did I pay? They said, sir, you prepaid tens of millions of dollars. I prepaid my tax.
Oh, really?
Over the last number of years.
You think so?
Tens of millions of dollars I prepaid.
No, you didn't.
Because at some point they think it's an estimate.
Yeah.
They think I may have to pay tax. So I already prepaid it. Nobody told me that.
Nobody told you that.
Excuse me.
No, excuse me. You prepaid your taxes? Well, then that makes the whole thing a lot easier. Instead of showing us your taxes, then just show us the debits and the credits. That's easy. You're not giving us any information that we probably shouldn't see, right? You know, nothing really private there. Show us the credits. Show us what the IRS has given you in the past few years. Let's just say 10. What has the IRS paid you in terms of a credit? And what have you paid them in terms of a debit? Just show us the debits and credits. It's not that complicated. I mean, let's just go back to Obama and the whole birthing thing. You know, you made a big stink out of that, Donald Trump. The big stink out of it. And all we're asking you, we're not even asking for your birth certificate here. We're just asking you to show the debits and credits from your company. That's it. Don't make a big deal out of it. If you've paid it, share it. It's not that hard. Well, folks, thanks for joining me. And we've got an interesting segment coming up here, and it is a Politico piece that I'm going to talk about that was written by a retired brigadier general. You don't want to miss that, and it's interesting stuff. Till then, folks.
This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rusted Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.